Okay, so 我们首先来一个祷告，好吧？天父，真的感谢你，你我创造宇宙之前就是安排我们彼此认识，我们在你的面前首先认识你，被你得救了，被你改变了，重生了。真的感谢你，你的恩典是那么好，那么丰富的，那么奇妙。我们真的需要每天在每个情况下谦卑自己，信靠你，信任你。但是我们偶尔我们是有点焦急，或者有可能有一些试探，让我们怀疑你的可靠的，你的心可靠的，你是可靠的一个神。所以我们正需要学习，不断的在查经，学习你的话语，背经文，理解默想你的真理，为了获取来我们的永远的盼望。这个盼望没有什么谁能把它偷走，或者不让我们有盼望。但是偶尔我们就是把自己在一个困难中，好像我们忘了我们的盼望是可靠的，所以帮助我们更认识你的话，更理解怎么获取来福音的大能。奉耶稣基督的名祷告，
Amen.
Amen.
So we're going to look tonight at 1 Peter.
今天我们要查考的是彼得前书。
Okay, so I'm going to go right off the notes. This is how I always preach. But there'll be some things that aren't on the notes that come out as well.
我会基本上照着我的讲义来讲。
So, Paul in Romans chapter 15 talks about the contemporary usefulness of Scripture to that first generation of believers.
保罗在罗马书的15章4节写给与他同时代的罗马的基督徒。
Yeah, and so what he said was, and I can read this, you know, 从前所写的经圣经都是为教训我们写的。And so these words were written for that first generation, he says, but they're also written for us.
他这些话原本写给一世纪的基督徒，但同样也写给我们。
And he said the purpose of that writing was to encourage us and so that we might have hope.
他写这些话的目的是为了鼓励我们，要我们有盼望。
So today, just like then, obviously, we all need encouragement and hope, which God's perspective brings.
在今天这个时代，很显然我们需要盼望，我们也需要鼓励，而且是来自于神话语的鼓励。
I found that a lot of people in Western culture are familiar with the gospel, but they don't know how to connect it to the problems they face. There's a gap between their profession and their practice.
我发现现在很多西方人他们了解这个信仰，但是他们并没有让他们的信仰和这个福音相连接。
Right. And so we need to understand as pastors, as counselors, how the gospel will empower us to live in the middle of those broken moments.
作为牧师或者是作为圣经辅导员，我们需要知道福音的大能，如何将福音的大能运用到我们的生活。
Yeah, right. So to know that we are not alone in our suffering and that God is acting so that we can live as he designed with hope and clarity, that's important for us.
Would you please repeat?
Yeah, it's the last sentence, you know. To know that we are not alone in suffering and that God is acting so that we can live as he designed with hope and clarity.
我们需要知道。
Yeah.
我们知道在受苦时我们不是孤单的。Yeah. 此时呢神在做工，这样我们才能够活出他要我们所存的盼望和确据。
Yeah, this will really, when we know that, we'll be able to love and care for others like God saved us rather than living in despair and confusion and conflict.
这样我们才能去关心那些神放在我们身边的人，要我们去爱的人， 而不是现在，而不是陷入在一种绝望、困惑或者是冲突当中。
So tonight we're going to take a quick look at Peter.
然后今晚上我们会
Peter's life with Christ.
我们会快速的去看一下彼得与基督同行的这段旅程。
So we're going to look a little bit at his first knowing Jesus and walking with Jesus, and then we're going to end with a few thoughts from his letter, 1 Peter.
那我们会去看一下彼得如何认识基督与基督同行，以及呢，从中我们会得出一些思考，从彼得前书当中。
And, you know, Peter is a lot like us. We tend to forget the bigger picture. What is God doing in each circumstance? Peter was like that.
彼得像我们一样，他也常常忘记上帝的那幅很更大的图画啊，上帝的作为。
Peter knows what it's like to be confused.
彼得知道什么是困惑，困惑是一种什么样的感觉。
Yeah, he things didn't turn out like he originally expected.
很多事情并不像他预期的那样发生。
He also understood that sometimes life contradicts what he thinks should happen in a world governed by God.
他明白有些事情在这个世界当中，在这个破碎的世界当中会发生一些冲突，甚至和他所认识的关于上帝不太一样。
And you know, Peter was raised a Jew. He was very moral and religious, but in his journey with Christ, he recognized the bigger picture of what God was giving in the law through Moses and the prophets. And he ended up walking away from a cultural religion and learning to walk and to think like Christ.
彼得原本是一个犹太教徒，所以他活在那些道德主义、律法主义当中。但是当他认识到上帝这幅更加伟大的图画，他可以透过更深入的了解摩西律法，学会了如何像基督一样思考，并且效法基督。
We don't know a lot about Peter's background prior to Christ, but we do see a lot of examples of his self-confidence, his character, speaking before he should, you know, speaking without thinking, things like that.
我们不是特别了解彼得认识基督前的有关他的背景，但是
what we can see in the Gospels, we can see the character of Peter coming out in different circumstances. We're going to look at that tonight.
我们会看到彼得在认识耶稣基督之前他的性格特征，以及他信靠自己等等这些。所以今天我们会 会看到彼得的他的这个整个的经历。
Yeah, so we're going to look a little bit at Peter's history in the Gospels.
我们在福音当中去看彼得的人生经历。
Yeah, so in this letter, Peter is writing to a group of people who are being tempted to view their trials and struggles without considering God's faithfulness.
彼得写这封
God's perspective.
彼得写这封信的对象是一群正在受到试探的人，这些人呢，他们不能从上帝的眼光来看待他们所经历到的试炼和挣扎。
Yeah, in the first chapter, he says Peter the apostle writing to those elect exiles who are spread throughout Asia Minor. So he knows they're suffering. He's suffering as well.
彼得在彼得前书的第一章当中写到，他写信给分散在本都、加拉太等等地方寄居的人，这些人呢，他们是受到了迫害，
yeah.
被分散在各地。
So, yeah, and these guys are they're being persecuted for their faith.
这些人呢，他们因为信仰而受到了迫害。
So, unlike Israel, they were exiled, put into exile because of sin, but these people were put into exile because of their faith.
有些以色列人他们被流放是因为他们的罪，但是这些人呢，被分散被流放是因为他们的信仰。
And so Peter wants them to focus on the right thing.
彼得希望这些人能够专注在一些正确的事情上。
You know, persecution is just as big a deal today as it was back then.
谈到迫害，谈到逼迫，我们现在所受的迫害比以前更多。
Yeah, actually, there's more today than ever. You see this in your notes. In the last century, more Christians were martyred for their faith than the previous 19 centuries combined.
你可以在讲义当中看到，上个世纪比前19个世纪当中，因为信仰而殉道的基督徒的总和还要多，也就是在我们刚刚过去的上个世纪，比之前的19个世纪加起来的基督徒殉道的人数的总和还要多。
Today in Europe, some governments want to classify belief in God as a mental illness.
现在有些欧洲政府把相信上帝的人归类为这些人有精神病。
The Canadian Prime Minister thinks that Hao is one of the worst citizens of his country. 我开玩笑。No, what I put in the notes is the Canadian Prime Minister considers Christians to be the worst citizens of his nation because of their biblical views on marriage and sexuality and their value of human life.
加拿大的总理认为呢，因为基督徒所持有的这种基于圣经的婚姻观、性别观、人类生命价值的这些观点，他们认为这些信耶稣的人，这些基督徒是加拿大最糟糕的一群人。
Here in my country, the United States, there's a more and more aggressive stance against God's design of humanity as laid out in the Bible. And as we Christians hold our biblical values, we're told that we're behind the times, we're bigots, we're hateful, or we're just ignorant and uninformed.
在我所在的国家，美国也受到了这样的攻击啊，政府呢才。美国正采取攻击性的立场，反对圣经当中所规定的，所传递的神造人的样式。如果我们坚持很多圣经的价值观，会被他们归类为跟不上时代、偏执狂、遭人恨恶的，或者干脆说基督徒是无知的，或者没有受过什么教育的。
And of course, we know China has its unique challenges as well.
同样，在中国。基督徒也面临着特别的挑战。
So, I think what Peter is writing to this first generation of believers about suffering, and difficulty is very applicable to us.
彼得写给一世纪基督徒的有关这些苦难、挑战这些话语，其实对于今天的我们来讲也同样适用。
He knows it's easy to become fearful or angry or to try to control the situation.
他知道我们很容易恐惧，很容易愤怒，很容易试图去掌控一切。
I think, you know, trying to be self-protective is just a DNA of our sinful nature. We think about ourselves first rather than God.
我们常常呢把常常更多的考虑到自己而不是上帝。我们这种自我因为一种自我保护的这样的一种这种心思意念呢，它实际上是我们生命的一个 DNA。
So in this letter, Peter is encouraging them with three things we're going to look at tonight: a perspective that he wants them to have.
今天晚上我们会谈到在这封信当中，彼得会谈三个方面一种角度，一种眼光。
Yeah, I should say this morning, right? This evening for three of us.
Yes.
So a perspective, a reminder.
一个提醒。
And then an example.
还有一个例子。
And he wants to show them and us how to treasure the right things and to think like Christ in the face of difficulty.
这三种呢会展示给他们，同时也是展示给今天的我们，如何去珍视那些正确的事情，以及像基督一样思考。当我们在面对生命当中各样的困境或者是挑战的时候，
In the past few years, as I read through the Gospels, I just started recognizing the process of how the disciples grew in their faith and trust in Christ in the Gospels, and then in the letters that Paul and Peter and John wrote.
在我这些年阅读圣经的过程当中，我发现使徒们他们的生命是处于一个成长的过程，包括彼得、保罗等等这些人。
雅各、约翰，
约翰，他们在他们所写的话语以及在福音当中成长。
Yeah, and so I think it's interesting to look, you know, because sometimes we can think about, you know, oh, Peter was perfect in his faith, or Paul was perfect in his faith, or, you know, or John, but they were just men saved by the same grace like you and I.
这是一件很有趣的事情。有时候我们会想，哦，彼得是一个完美的人，保罗是个完美的人，或者是约翰是个完美的人。但实际上他们和我们一样，他们都是人而已。
So Peter was like us. He was in process.
彼得像我们一样，他也是一个成长当中的人。
You know, like most of us, he often lived life based on the facts of his circumstances, not on the facts, but on his own interpretation of the facts.
要知道，像我们一样，彼得呢常常会基于他周边环境的这样的一种现实状况来生活啊，或者说基于他对这种现象的一种事实的一种自我的解读来指导自己的生活。
Oftentimes we see in the scriptures Peter's emotions at the moment serve more as a guide to his actions rather than, you know, a gauge that revealed what was going on inside him.
当我们在看圣经的时候，我们会发现彼得常常容易受到他情绪的影响，情绪会成为他行动的一个向导，而不是衡量的标准。
Emotions, I like this. This is from another writer. He says, emotions are designed to report to us, but not to rule us.
要知道情绪被设计出来，被上帝设计出来，是用于向我们做一些汇报，或者是给我们提供一些信息，而不是要让情绪来掌管我们的生命。
Thankfully, Peter's hopes and fears were often exposed by Christ, and Christ would counsel him on what his problem was and where he could correct his thinking.
当基督向彼得解释他的反应，表明了什么的时候，他常常在爱中让彼得看到他自身的惧怕，还有盼望。
Christ would explain to Peter, this is your problem. Here's how we're going to fix it.
基督常常这样跟彼得讲，彼得，这是你的问题，所以我们要一起来解决。
So when Peter first met Jesus, it was when he was going fishing. He had just been fishing all night.
当耶稣遇到彼得的时候，那是彼得正在打鱼。
And he didn't catch any fish.
他并没有抓到鱼。
在路加福音的第五章一节到十一节，他这个故事。Jesus was preaching. 耶稣在讲道的时候，就是看到彼得在湖旁边的 ，right？然后他就是说，哎，彼得，我使用你的船 ，right? I'm going to use your boat. Can I?
彼得，我可以用你的船吗
？Yeah, and so he's like, sure, you know. So he listens to Jesus preach, and then when Jesus is done preaching, he says, Peter, let's go fishing.
他听了耶稣的讲道，同时耶稣讲道之后跟他说，我们去打鱼吧。
Yeah.And so Peter knows there are no fish out there, but something about how Jesus preached said, you know, changed his mind. So he says, at your word, because you're asking, I'll go.
彼得原本知道那个地方是没有鱼的，但是因为他听到了耶稣的讲道，所以当耶稣说我们去那个地方打鱼，彼得就欣然从命。
Yeah. And so what happened?
发生了什么事情呢？
He caught a lot of fish.
他捕了许多鱼。
And then Peter said, you know, depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. He was overcome by the power of Christ. That was his first encounter with Jesus.
So 彼得说什么呢？彼得说，我是个罪人，主你，离开我。
But this is the beginning of Peter's journey with Christ, and his confidence begins to grow in who he knows Jesus to be.
从这个时候开始，彼得的信心就会在基督里边不断的成长，他开始了一种新的生活方式。
Yeah. And he really begins to learn a new way of thinking about what it means to be a Jew.
这个时候他开始重新的去思考以前的犹太教所信奉的那些信条。
Because Jesus is Jesus is teaching different ways about what the law really means and who God is and mercy and forgiveness.
因为耶稣所教导的律法是完全一种不同不一样的方式啊，上帝是谁，上帝的恩典，上帝的怜悯。
And so as Peter's faith grows in Christ, he becomes more and more self-confident, not God-confident.
彼得在基督的信心当中成长，但是他愈发的变成一个自信的人，而不是信靠耶稣的人。
Remember, he walked on the water. He saw Jesus walking. He says, "Can I come?" And Jesus said, "Come."
他也曾经在水上行走，他说，主啊，我可不可以过来？耶稣说，你可以过来。
But it was only for a little bit because the circumstance, the waves made him afraid and he took his eyes off Christ.
但是呢，他只在水上行走了一小会儿，因为他的眼光并不是注目耶稣，而是注目当时的环境。
He was the first disciple to recognize Jesus as the Messiah.
他是第一个认出耶稣是弥赛亚的人。
But his faith is still growing.
但是他的信心依然是处于成长的状态。
I think perhaps the most profound moment in Peter's life was when Jesus told him he was going to go be crucified on the cross. Yeah, let's just go to page 3 and let's just read it like you've translated. That'll be easier. We see Peter's fearful perspective as he is confronted with the reality of Jesus' death on the cross.
当彼得面对耶稣十字架上这个事实，我们看到了彼得那种害怕的态度，那种畏惧的态度。
Yeah, and he says, no way, you know, far be it from you, Lord.
他说主啊，千万不能如此，万不可如此。
But Jesus rebuked him.
但耶稣呢却责备了他。
I only looked at the first part, you know, where Jesus said, get behind me, Satan.
我们看耶稣回答的前半部分。撒旦退我后面去吧。
Yeah, so when I hear this story, I only used to think about that part.But I never paid attention to the next word that Jesus said.
每次当我读这个故事的时候，我常常把焦点放到耶稣所说的前半句，但往往忽略他后面所说的话，耶稣后面所说的话。
But I think that the most important thing that Jesus said to him was the last sentence.
但我认为最重要的，耶稣所更加强调的是他后边要对彼得说的那句话。
He said, Peter, you're not setting your mind on the things of God, but...on the things of man.
耶稣说彼得你没有把你的专注力放在上帝的事情上而是放在了人的事情上。经文的原文是因为你不体贴神的意思你只体贴人的意思。
So for Jesus, he was looking at the, from the perspective of the Father.
对耶稣来说即将临到他的苦难是不可以逃避的而是要欣然的去接受。
Right.
在智慧慈爱的天父的良善的护理之下但是彼得此时还没有办法看到这些
第二段当基督受到不公正的那个
当基督受到不公正的审判的时候彼得没有去忍受那漫长的夜晚当耶稣在做祷告的时候彼得并没有能够和主一起警醒祷告
Peter thought he was going to die for Jesus but he denied him 3 times
尽管呢彼得认为说他愿意为耶稣去死但是他却3次不认主。
Peter was setting his mind on the things of man. He was allowing the fear of man to control his response.
因为彼得当时的心思都是专注在人的事情上他因为惧怕人。
Peter was yet to experience, that walk on the beach with Jesus after the resurrection.
他之后出去痛哭当时他还没有经历到耶稣基督复活后对他生命的一个重建。
And as Jesus was asking him questions, Peter kept looking behind him and saying, what about John? What's going to happen to John?
当耶稣问他一个问题的时候他把自己的目光转向后面的约翰他说约翰怎么样那个人如何呢
But Jesus said, you don't worry about him, you follow me, Peter.
耶稣说你不要管他你跟从我好了经文是与你何干你跟从我吧
Peter was setting his mind on the things of man
所以你会看到彼得他实际上是把自己的心思放在了人的事情上
And later on in his ministry when he was serving in the church he was sometimes hanging out with the Gentiles sometimes hanging out with the Jews, and Paul had to confront him about his hypocrisy.
在他服事的早期，服事教会早期，有些时候他需要和外邦人一起出去，有时候需要和犹太人出去。那么彼得呢，保罗呢，当时就面制了彼得，迫于犹太人的压力，试图与外邦人在吃饭的时候分开。
这是在加拉太书第二章十一节的。There are times, 偶尔彼得是 you know 信实的服事神，不怕人 ，right？ 偶尔他就是看人，他怕人的。所以他就是在这个过程中他越来越信靠神，但是有错 right? So my point is Peter was a man in process, but he was growing to learn how to think and put his mind on the things of God like Jesus was. And we see that in 1 Peter.
你从彼得前书中可以看到彼得他的生命是在不断成长，他的信心也是不断在成长，他是不断的学会像耶稣基督一样去思考问题。
And so this is most likely written near the end of Peter's life, 差不多 you know, maybe 68 years old, some commentators say. But it appears in this letter, Peter is a very different Peter.
彼得写彼得前书的时候，这个时候他大概60多岁。但是此时的彼得已经不是以前的那个彼得了。
Yeah, I believe the longer he walked with Jesus, the more he became like him in his responses to life.
我们会看到彼得与基督同行的时间越久，他就愈发的像基督。
His actions increasingly reflected his love and his trust for the Lord, and you see that in this little letter.
所以你在这封书信当中可以看到彼得有越来越多的对基督的那份爱和信靠。
It's interesting to me, 我觉得很有意思 you know, 彼得写这封信的时候他的焦点不是放在他们是被什么受苦 right? They're not focusing on what they suffer, 但是他的焦点就是放在他们如何受苦 right? 特有意思。他们有很多的问题，他们是被逼迫了 ，right？ 他们特别怕他们其他人就是偷走他们的东西，他们不能住在原来的老家，他们必须搬走等等。但是他没有说那么多这些情况，他就是说你如何 ，you know， 受苦 ，how do you suffer？ 这个和之前的彼得真不一样 ，you know， he wants to pull out a sword。And defend Jesus. And here he's saying, we need to learn to trust God with what we're suffering.
他曾经拔出一把剑来砍掉另外一个人的耳朵来保护耶稣，但是此时此刻他却没有特别的去讲他们所受到的苦难究竟是什么，而是更加的信靠基督。
第四页，
尽管那些信徒因为他们的信仰而四处奔逃，但他们受苦的重点不在于反对这信仰的人加在他们身上的试炼。
彼得在这个彼得前书的时候，他大概80%的时间，他花在帮助他们在家庭之内的亲密关系的教会之内的的关系的问题。He's focusing on how do you treat each other in suffering and how do you respond to authorities in suffering. But most of the time, it's in those interpersonal relationships and in the church.
所以他把自己的焦点更多的放在了如何去处理，如何去面对生命当中的这些试炼和苦难的问题之上。
So, as he's writing this letter, second paragraph down, he wants them to know that their present reality can either be defined by what they were, their old responses, and how they suffer, or according to the joy of what God saved them to and calling them to.
所以彼得想让这些人知道说你们现在的处境或者是有你们的过去，就是你们的老我以及你们如何面对苦难来定义或者说另一种方式就是被上帝拯救以及被他呼召了你这样的一种喜乐来定义你现在的生活的处境。
只有两个方法 right? Only two ways. 依靠自己依靠救人或者依靠神。 依靠信任。That's the two options as believers. And Peter's helping them to respond in faith.
有两种回应方式，彼得呢帮助他们建立他们的信仰。
So we're just going to look at the first chapter, the first 10 verses, and then we're just going to take a quick peek at Jesus' example, and then we'll be finished here.
我们会快速的看一下彼得前书第一章的一到十节，有关耶稣的例子。
So, 我们可以大概彼得前书第一章，我们首先看看那个第一章一节到五节。赫赫并不包括在修订班被监宣分散，我觉得很有意思，他就把这两个 的词放在一起，我觉得很有意思。他就是首先他就是说你是 elect， 我知道你是被受苦了，但是你是被拣选的分散的。他把他的那个重要点放在那个被拣选的， You are elect， 真的看清楚你是被拣选的，
你是被肩负真实，你虽然受苦但是你却蒙了拣选。
继续看看那个 so, 受苦却蒙拣选，这个是特别有意思的一个真理 a truth, right? 连他们被逼迫了，但是他就是说，哎，你是被拣选的，别忘记了。然后他继续说，在第三节到五节，他提醒他们，你们怎么被他拣选，是通过耶稣基督的宝血， right? 所以他就是帮助他们理解，这是特别宝贵的的关系，你和神的和好的关系是特殊的。别让你的情况让你们忘记了，这是那么宝贵的，那么奇妙的一件事。他在第二章十节他也又告诉他们，别忘记了之前你不是什么谁的， you're nobody 对上帝来说，但是他把你们就是收养，他收养他们， right? You adopted them。 在我们看看那个第二章十节呀、yeah.你们从前算不得子民 ，right？ 现在却做了神的子民，从前未曾蒙连续，现在却蒙了连续。所以彼得不断的在这封信的之内，不断的在帮助他们，别忘记了福音的大能，别忘记了天父赐给你们的怜悯连续，这个是特别好。之前他们对上帝是死的没有关系的，但是耶稣基督里面的他们活着，先赐给他们恩典。然后在第二章九节到十一节，他提醒他们，你们有一个新的身份，你不是被你的情况定义的，你不是被你的失败定义的，你不是被你的痛苦定义的。 You're not defined by what you sufferOr your failures, you're defined by Christ. 这是我的意思，我不知道我说的进去吗？
你不是被你的失败，被你的苦难，或被你的情况所定义，而是被你在基督里的身份所定义，是吧？
So, 我们看看那个第二章九节到十一节，他说，唯有你们是被拣选的。你可以继续读这个。
是君宗的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民，为要使你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
嗯，特别好。他们在哪里？他们不是在他们的老家，但是彼得要强调，你们是被他拣选的。被拣选的意思是什么？他就是丰富的告诉他们，别怕。你有盼望，为什么有盼望？因为是耶稣基督的宝血 ，you know， 改变，完全改变你，而且你是被他收养了，你是特殊的。对天父来说，别怀疑上帝在做什么，因为他已经为了你，他赐给你耶稣基督 ，right？He gave you Jesus， 所以也彼得他自己呀，一定经历过好多的问题，在《使徒行传》十二章他。他自己也是被希律王呀，然后他把彼得放在监狱里，所以彼得已经经历过好多的痛苦，他自己知道了，所以他不是就是说一些比较负面的话，就是告诉他们别着急，别着急，这是没有用的。 但他说我经历过，但我盼望我把我的心思专注在神的事情上，我不是体贴我自己的意思，我不是体贴人的意思，我自己必须学会的。我要鼓励你们，你们学会怎么专注，把你的心思专注在神的事情上。然后他继续说连你们是被他拣选的，你们也有自由的，得自由的人 right， 之前你是被罪控制的，直到你们得赎，脱出你们祖宗所传流失望的行为。他就是说这是你之前的情况，但是你现在的情况是活泼的盼望。为什么？因为耶稣基督洗净了你们，你过去的你不在，你现在的身份在基督里，所以你有自由。所以我觉得你真的能看清楚彼得能帮助他们，无论他们受什么苦，他都是说你应该专注他，不是专注其他的。第二个，他就是说因为我们所受的苦是在神的掌管之下。我觉得这个也很有意思，最少是15次说受苦或者受难或者苦难。读第七节到十节吧。
好，那个我读的是和合本修订本，所以翻译的稍微比较准确一点哈。
OK OK。
他的第六节是这样翻译的，他虽然你们必须在百般的试验中暂时忧愁，你们要为此喜乐。第七节，使你们的信心既被考验，就比那被火试炼人能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。虽然你们没有见过他，确实爱他，如今虽看不见，你们却因信他而有说不出来满有荣光的喜乐，因为你们得到信心的效果就是灵魂的得救。
他就是说你在基督里，连你是受苦的，你有活泼的盼望， you have a living hope， 不是一个not a humanistic hope like I hope my team wins，
不是一个来自于人的那种盼望，就像我希望我们的团队能够赢一场比赛一样。
It's a certainty，
这是一个具有肯定性结果的盼望。
And he says it's characterized by inexpressible joy，
他说这种盼望呢是一种说不出的喜乐的盼望。
It's a functional joy，impacts how they live in suffering.
这种盼望是可以对我们在苦难中的生活是有影响力的一种盼望。
It influences 这样的盼望能影响他们的观点和选择。 He says these are inexpressible, unutterable words to describe it. It's beyond reason, such that you know it's present because it's so unbelievable. It's that kind of joy.
而这种喜乐是无法用言语不能表达出来的一种喜乐，但它却是真实存在的喜乐，是那样一种令人不可思议的喜乐。
Why？ 为什么这样的喜乐是他们的，是我们的？因为是我们是 It's because we suffer affliction under God's sovereignty. God is in control of what we suffer, so we can know for certain that if God permits it, it has a perfect purpose.
为什么他在这个苦难中有这样的喜乐呢？是因为他们知道这个苦难呢是在上帝的主权之下所经历的苦难。神既然允许这个苦难发生，神一定让这个苦难有他的目的和原因，所以我们会在这个苦难中有喜乐。
彼得写得很清楚，为什么我们可以认为这是在神的掌管之下的苦难。彼得前书第二章二十一节，他说你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受苦，受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的 I don't know how that word is
脚中行
right? We're called to suffer like Christ. That's part of being a believer.
被蒙召要和基督一起受苦，这是我们作为基督徒一部分的生命经历。
耶稣基督在约翰福音是六章三十三节说得很清楚， In this world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I've overcome the world. He said you will suffer. You will have trial.
耶稣在约翰福音六章三十三节说得很清楚，在这个世上你们有苦难，但是你们要放心，我已经胜过了这个苦难。他说在这个世上你们有苦难。
彼得在彼得前书第四章十九节说得很特别的清楚，他说所以那叫先知一受苦的人要一心为善，将自己灵魂交于那信实的造化之主。我觉得很有意思，他说你受什么苦都是按照天父的旨意，特奇妙。所以但是他都是鼓励他们，嘿，连你受什么苦是因为他的旨意，包括你受这个苦。所以我告诉你，我鼓励你们做善事， you know, do the right thing. 依靠神，祝福你的仇敌， right?有点像路加福音的第六章32到36节的耶稣基督说 People say love those who love you, but I say love those who hate you. Give to those who take from you. You need to love your enemies.
就好像路加福音第六章耶稣所说的，人们说你们要爱那些爱你的人，但是耶稣说你要爱你的仇敌。
为什么我们有活泼的盼望，是因为我们受什么苦是在他的掌管之下的，我们可以信靠他。很大的可能我们不知道为什么，我们知道约伯的故事，他经历过他的麻烦他的问题的时候，他不知道为什么是这样的，神有他奇妙的原因，我们可以信靠他。 We can trust him. I like this statement. Since it's impossible to escape God's presence, it's also impossible to live beyond the reach of his forgiving and empowering grace.He'll give us what we need in the midst of our suffering.
让我们不可能逃避神的同在啊，那我们也不可能不被上帝的赦免和恩典的大能所够不到。对，这话怎么说？
对，这
也一定会被上帝的赦免和恩典的大能所触及到，我们不可能逃脱上帝赦免和恩典的大能所能企及的范围。我听过一个类似的一个说法，我觉得可能也很好哈。我不知道他 说哦，也可能是 Jerry Bridge 说的，就是这个他说你不会好到一个地步你不需要神的恩典，你也不会糟糕到一个地步神的恩典够不到你。
我觉得因为时间不够，我就到这里的最后一部分，就是关于耶稣基督的榜样。我觉得耶稣基督的榜样特别的重要，在彼得前书的，因为他彼得就是不断的在指出来耶稣基督是怎么做，然后第四章他也又说耶稣基督是怎么像，所以耶稣基督的榜样很重要的。而且他在我在那我的教材的上面已经完全写了，所以我觉得大家都可以看看吧。